Three for the Money is brought to you by the TrendCenter app. This is the best tool for sports betting research. The TrendCenter app, you can test betting systems from the past 20 years, explore thousands of existing trends and systems from top betting experts, choose from hundreds of filters to test different systems for each sport. Save these trends and get notified when their systems have games. Download the app and use our code TFTM for 15% off a premium membership after a 2-day free trial. Okay. We're here. We're back. It's Three for the Money. New episodes every Thursday. Per usual, brought to you by the TrendCenter app, the greatest tool on the planet for sports bettors. And the Super Bowl matchup is set. Kind of hard to say I didn't see this coming. Because we did. Or most of us, at least. It's not what we wanted. But it's here. It's here. This is what we got to do. This is the hand that we've been dealt, and we have to play accordingly. But I ended up going 3-0 on my bets last week. So yeah, I mean, Eagles covered with ease. Chiefs money line all day. I guess I could have taken them spread, and they overcashed pretty easily in that game as well, which is always something you want to see. But yeah, that's pretty much all I got. Chris, I know there's only two games, but.
Yeah. I mean, I went 3-1. So hard to complain. 2-0 on my props. Jaden Daniels over 32.5 pass attempts was easy money. That hit, I believe, early third quarter. That was as sweat free as it can get. And then James Cook over 56.5 rushing yards. It was not looking good at halftime. I believe he only had 17 rushing yards at the half. So it wasn't looking great, but they just fed him pretty much that entire first drive. And then, well, for some reason, kind of stopped doing that later in the game. But he got 56.5 rushing yards, I also think, in the third quarter. So good day for the props. Eagles -6, also about as easy it can get. But then the Bills, meh. What are you going to do? I knew what I was doing. I was very much betting with my heart. And, you know, whatever. 3-1, can't be mad at that. So, probably going to go against the Chiefs again in the Super Bowl. We can get to that later. But, Sean, how did you do?
I also went 3-1. Lost the Patrick Mahomes' longest pass completion by a yard and a half. Because Juju had that like 33 yard catch and Mahomes' total was 34.5. And I was like, yeah, they're not going to do that again. but that's fine. I tailed Chris's Cook bet as soon as the AFC championship started. And thank God. So I had a pretty good championship weekend. I Will can attest to this too. I was so emotionally invested in the Bills winning that game, even though I had money on the Chiefs. I was actively rooting against my bet. Like, I was very willing to lose my bet if the Bills could have just snuck out and won that one. Yeah. But, and you know, hedging joy, it works, because, you know, I really wasn't that mad when the game was over, because I was like, well, I still won my bet.
Fair.
At the end of the day, that's all that kind of really matters. I don't know when you do this. But also, like, what is it? Audience perspective has been not great when talking about this matchup. I mean, people are saying they're not going to watch the Super Bowl, which I call bullshit. It's the Super Bowl. What are you going to do? Not watch it? Nothing else is happening.
Yeah, that's I've seen a lot of people say that as well. Like, oh, I'm not gonna watch this year. It's like, what are you gonna do? This is like the one thing where, like, the one TV event that every, like, even people who do not give a single fuck about football watch the Super Bowl. And you're just gonna be like, oh, well, I don't particularly care for the teams who are playing in it, so I'm not gonna watch. Like, go fuck yourself. Who do you think you are?
Right.
You watch the Super, that is what we do as Americans. We watch the Super Bowl. So I think it's, those people are
Facts.
losers.
Yeah.
They are losers. Because, I mean, just fucking watch it. Bet on it. I mean, just bet on it. Watch it. Have fun. Eat some buffalo wings. Like, you don't even have to watch the game. Like, just be present for it. Like,
Yeah.
be present for probably NFL history. When a team three-peats for the first time.
And that's like, yes, that definitely. And I wanted to float this by you because the Eagles are like widely hated across the league when it comes to casual fans. I don't know about y'all. I don't hate them. Like, I hate their coach, but as a team, like, I kind of like them. I think Philly fans, like, yes, they're assholes. If I encountered them in the wild, I would probably despise them. But just watching them, like watching videos online, I was like, oh, that's kind of funny. So it's like I'm obviously I'm rooting for the Eagles just because I don't know. I guess I don't want the Chiefs to win another one, but I don't know. I don't hate the Eagles nearly as much as really at all, but I don't dislike them to the level of the casual audience. So I was just wondering what y'all thought about that.
It's weird. Go ahead, Will, if you've got a thought.
It's kind of like I agree with you, Chris. I don't really hate the Eagles. It's like, yeah, their fans are obnoxious, but I don't know. You put yourself in their shoes, like, when it doesn't it sound kind of awesome to have a fan base that is so aggressive that no, like, people are afraid to visit? Isn't that kind of hilarious?
That's
Like,
objectively. Yeah, like if I was an Eagles fan, I would take pride in that. Maybe not to the extent that some of these fans, like what they do, like that one guy who in the Packers game who was like yelling very mean things at that lady in front of him. But other than that, I think they're kind of funny.
I forgot about that video.
And
Oh.
it's also kind of a testament to the city of Philadelphia because it's not just the Eagles. It's also the Flyers and the Sixers
And
and the
the
Phillies.
Phillies. Yeah, it's all of them.
It's all
Like
of them.
they're batshit about all these teams. Well, maybe not the Flyers just because they've been terrible for so long, but
I don't know. I think they bring batteries into into Wells Fargo and chuck them at people. Well, I
I know
think
they
they
do
do that
that, like
everywhere,
they do that
but
everywhere. They threw snowballs at Santa Claus back in the 70s.
So
Like I don't know.
I
I think they're like yes, they're assholes, but I think they're pretty funny. I enjoy their antics most of the time.
Right. It's nice that there's a couple of fan bases out there that are absolutely batshit crazy. Them and like the Bills. Like I remember when the Titans were good like a couple of years ago and the Bills came. Fucking, I remember seeing a video of a Bills fan like jumping off that
Off the bridge,
off
stairs.
The stairs to the bridge, not
stairs to the bridge, yeah.
the bridge. Well, he was.
Yeah.
No, people think he was killed himself.
He looked
Well,
dead.
he did.
He was
Yeah,
out.
he scorpioned. He missed. Didn't he miss the table and just scorpion in the grass?
Oh
I
yeah.
think he hit the table, but like, I
He
think it was wet. I think it was
made
wet.
contact. Yeah.
I think that's what it was. And he scorpioned. And he was out. Dude, he was fucking, he was not.
He still probably went to the game.
I
It's a
believe
tough look.
So it's, I don't know, you kind of need those in a healthy sports franchise, you know. The fans that are absolutely batshit and Because it's like, dude, it's your fucking team. Like, you got to show up, you know? Like, I don't know. But I don't know. Do we want to talk about the games themselves
Yeah,
before we
sure.
get into the
Well,
Super Bowl?
I didn't really get to answer.
Oh,
Oh,
yeah.
sorry. It's okay. It's really tough because the Chiefs are a Goliath, but and you can look at the Eagles as being like a David, but they're also a Goliath themselves.
Yeah.
So it's like, who's the bigger Goliath? It's the Chiefs. And it's really, who do you want to see go down more for me? It's like, I think I will still be rooting for the Eagles, but come Super Bowl Sunday, my bet will be placed on the Chiefs. Because I'm not, it doesn't make financial sense anymore to bet against the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know if I really hate the Eagles. They certainly don't bother me. What did bother me is I saw that AJ Brown has more Super Bowl appearances than Treylon Burks has touchdowns. That bothered me.
I didn't see that,
That bothers me.
but
I saw
it
that.
makes a lot of sense.
Shout out John Robinson.
Yeah, that go to sleep for the rest of your life, John Robinson. Go to
Jail
sleep.
time. Dirt nap. I fucking
Dirt
hate
nap. Like, yeah, that's really like, I think that's really the only thing for me with the Eagles. I mean, but and also like Eagles just imagine picking Daniel Jones over Saquon Barkley to keep. Imagine that. Imagine it.
I've already lived through not keeping AJ Brown
I
and
know.
choosing Treylon Burks.
Yeah.
That's
So it's
true.
like I can definitely imagine it,
I
but
can't imagine it.
I
Yeah,
get your
you're right.
point that it is incredibly
It's
stupid.
yeah. But pff, I
And
don't
I
know.
love there was also a clip from Hard Knocks, and I saw it on Twitter, and it was the GM, whoever that guy is, that was a GM, right? Who was always
With his
like, who,
kids in the, yeah.
and his son was just like laying on the couch, like, draft Jaden Daniels, this guy rocks. And the guy was like,
Yeah.
okay, son.
He won't be there. He was like, trade up and get him. You only get to do this once. It's like
Oh,
this guy only comes around once. And I was like, this is like a 13-year-old kid. Like,
who's just like laying on that couch? Like, he
yeah,
was just like,
he's
yeah,
literally
this is
laying on a
easy.
couch, throwing a football up and to himself, and he's just like, just draft Jaden Daniels, just go get him. I was like, you probably should have listened to that
If I was a Giants fan, I was like, I want him. Like, he's
kid,
better than this bozo we got.
but yeah. Okay, let's get into these
All
games,
right.
I guess.
Okay. So, I mean, the NFC Championship game,
Boat race.
yeah, a boat race. They hung a 50 burger on him. It was just, I don't know, kind of the easiest bet of all time. Maybe that or the over. I didn't bet the over. I also didn't think that the Eagles were going to stomp them into the ground. But it, there's not really much more to say, honestly, except
Yeah, it's a
for everyone learned a new rule that the ref can award a
yes.
touchdown.
That
Yeah.
was hilarious.
That
That
was
whole
very funny.
sequence was so funny.
Yeah, that was like, I get it, kind of. Like, he's trying to stop him, but also, like, hey,
Am I
let's
the
pump the
like
brakes.
Hockey Lee was very much like after the second one, he was like, okay, they're doing this on purpose, clearly. Like they're jumping offsides on purpose. And I was like, I really don't think they
Yeah, I don't think they
are.
were doing it like on purpose. I mean, they were obviously doing it because that's the only way
Yeah.
to stop the tush push.
Is
That's
to
the
time
only
it.
way, yes,
Yeah.
to time it perfectly. And like, what's his name? Is Luvi?
I don't even remember
What?
that. It was something like that. I don't remember that.
Yeah,
It was
like,
number
he.
four who kept diving over. Yeah.
Luvu?
Lou.
Is it
Yeah.
Luvu?
Yeah.
Okay. It like he just kept timing it wrong, but he like when he did it twice, I was like, dude, this dude did it again. And I was like,
And
I
then look.
mean, that's the only way to stop it though. Like you
Yeah.
and like the Eagles, they were just like, you know, you could see Jalen just being like, like, you know, like we're about to hike it, like, and like he just fell for it, like every time.
It's so weird because like you call a penalty on the offense, like yeah, they're gonna move back, but like a penalty on the defense, like there was no refresh of downs, there was no like yeah, they gained an extra half inch, but like at that point, but they really
Yeah.
they weren't gaining anything, so it's tough to be like they're, I mean, they're definitely doing it in this apartment. I don't think so. Like that
No.
doesn't. It's not conducive to the goal, which was to win the
So,
game.
yeah, and that's like
My.
kind of what I was saying is like they definitely weren't doing it on purpose, but they were like, fuck, like if we don't time this perfectly, they are going to score. So we might as well like if we get called offsides, okay, they move up 2 inches. Like what, who
Right.
cares? But yeah, I did not know that after what's the limit? Like is it to where like you cannot physically move the ball closer?
I don't even know. Like, because like, so what's like the ruling though is if they are awarded a score, do they still have possession of the ball, like at the half yard line or what? Like
If they're, I assume
what is that?
if they're awarded it, it would, I mean, I don't know. I've never seen it
Yeah.
and I didn't know it was a thing. But
Even I
I
saw a
would
video
assume it
today
was,
that
well, I
even the
just,
players were like, we can get a score. Like, they
yeah.
can award us a score. They were even in the dark about that.
Yeah,
Do they give them
that's,
six?
I assume that would be like, all right, yeah, touchdown, kick the, I assume that's what it would be, but
I assume, but I don't know. I didn't know if that was part of like you know, the punishment, I guess. It's like, oh, we'll give you
it's
six,
like
and
a,
then you still have another chance to get a touchdown.
or it'd be
Like
like a safety almost, like they score but they get the ball back.
that'd be, oh God,
It would
I
be
don't know,
ridiculous, but
it'd be
I
ridiculous. That
again,
sounds
I
ridiculous,
don't,
but
so does just giving a team a touchdown.
yeah, true. Yeah. I
So
mean,
yeah, when he's and I loved it, he just sounded like a, like I said that in our group chat, like just like a disappointed dad. Like I've told him, if they keep doing this, we're gonna punish them. So it's not on like, whatever happens, it's on them. I thought that
and
was really funny.
I think I said it's like I will turn this car around looking
It was
ass
very much, yeah, very much in that tone. It,
yeah
that was so funny. That made the game, honestly.
yeah it made it like entertaining because it up until that point it was like Jesus, the Eagles are just rolling away with this one. Like, I mean, Saquon just two, what was it? Two attempts, two touchdowns.
Yeah, one was
Like,
60 something
one
yards.
was 60 yards. And I felt like a chump too, because I didn't even, we didn't mention this on the show, but morning of, I was looking, I was like, what is Saquon's longest rushing? And it was at 27 and a half. And I was like, I'm going to come back to this and we'll see. And then by game time, I just like forgot to do it. Almost bet it. And then, like, his first possession, he just ripped 60. And I was like, fuck. I feel like such an idiot. But.
I will. I'm loading up on Saquon props though for the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
I don't
I have to
know.
look
I don't
at
have any
Chiefs run
numbers.
defense, but
I mean,
yeah.
they're not that good. Like, I mean, we'll get into it. either later today or our Super Bowl show, but it's like the Chiefs' run defense isn't that great.
I mean, if James Cook can rip off like a 30 plus,
Yeah.
I think Saquon could have a field
If
day.
they would have just, I mean, we can get into the Bills game right now, but it's like if they would have just kept running the ball, I feel like that would have been a different outcome. But.
I remember it just felt like whenever they'd run it up the middle, Chris Jones would just engulf James Cook. Like it just felt like they can't run it up the middle. And so when you eliminate that, it kind of like, I don't know, lowers the chances of
I mean,
predicting where he's going to go.
they were running it to the outside very well, at least in the third quarter.
Right.
So.
So I don't know, but like, I mean, yeah, I guess we can move on to the Bills game. I mean, hell of a season by the Manders.
Definitely.
It's gonna be fun. I hope it's gonna be fun with them for the years to come. Now that
Kingsbury's
they got,
coming back.
yeah,
Turned
now that they
down the
got
Saints job.
a decent coach. And someone with a brain at quarterback and not a shitbag owner. But moving on to the Bills game, Chiefs and Bills, I mean, it was I guess I'll start with as soon as the Bills scored their last touchdown to go up, I was like, no, they're not winning.
Yeah, I mean, see,
I
my
mean,
thought process was because they scored with 3 minutes left, roughly.
scored, I think it was six.
Six? Okay, whatever it was. I was like, okay, the Chiefs are going to score, but the Bills will get the ball because if they had scored with 2 minutes or like any really anything under 2.5 minutes, I'm like, okay, this game's over. But the fact that they scored with a lot of time left, I was like, okay, well, they're gonna get the ball back. So maybe they have a chance. But I mean, ultimately, yeah, it was over. But also they couldn't just, what are they gonna do? Just hold the ball, like take knees and run it down to like a minute and then score? Like
It was just, you hate to see it, you know? It's like obviously me and Sean bet on the Chiefs because but like we didn't, I don't know, didn't want to see it, you know?
Purely financial.
It was a business decision.
Do
Because
you
we stand
guys
on business.
think it's that game was as quote unquote rigged as the internet says it was?
Okay, I'm glad we're getting into this.
Yeah.
I think there are cases to be made, but ultimately, like, it is what it is. Like, I mean, that's not a good answer. I know it's not a good answer, but it's tough because I think this game could have really gone either way. I think the Bills were just as in it as the Chiefs were.
100%.
Yeah.
I think John Gruden, of all people, had the best quote, at least that I've seen about it. And he,
Yeah.
coming down to that, like the fourth and inches play where they ran that, the tush push for the third time in a row and got stopped. He was like, you can't leave it up to the refs on the road in a playoff game. And he said, like, if you cannot definitively get 1 yard when you absolutely need it, you don't deserve to be in the Super Bowl. I was like, damn, that's a really good point.
Right. And it's so weird. Like football's a game like there's basically holding on every play, you know, whether if it's on the O line or the D line, you can really call a penalty pretty much on every play. For the most part. It's easy to pick and choose shit, but it's like there's four refs, there's four linesmen. Like it's they don't have 12 sets of eyes, so it's tough. But it was a battle between the two. Both of them were pretty in the game pretty much the whole time. Go ahead, Sean.
I will say one of the things that I was like, that's kind of fucked up is the Xavier Worthy catch.
Yes.
That was not a catch. I'm sorry, that's not a catch. He did not have possession of the ball. That ball hit the ground. And the Bills defender was all over it, and they ruled it a catch inside the 20.
Inside the
And inside
10
the
or
10.
five,
Yeah,
maybe.
yeah. I really don't know how that was ruled a catch. I can't remember if it was challenged or
It was,
I don't, was it challenged?
I don't know if they challenged it, but they definitely reviewed it.
Okay.
Because I remember like them coming back from the break, and I remember who was on the call for that one, but someone was like, no, it's like the ball is touching the ground right there. Like
Yeah,
this, like
he did not hit.
whoever the color
He did
commentator
not
was like, this
have
is not a
possession.
catch.
He
Yeah.
did not have possession of that ball.
That I think is the biggest, like, if you want to point at a ref, like kind of fucking it up, that was the biggest case, not the Josh Allen failed tush push for the third or fourth time in a row.
Yeah, and I have seen stuff on Twitter that the Chiefs were lined up offsides on that play. No call. It's whatever. They still didn't get it,
Yeah. And that's also kind of to what John Gruden says. Like, you can't rely on the refs to give you that
yeah.
call in that situation on the road. So,
And I
like,
get that.
yeah.
And I think there was another, I think I saw on Twitter that like the play clock hit double zero
The 2 minute
before the
warning.
2 minute warning, and there wasn't a delay of game called. I didn't personally recognize that in the moment. I guess that's human error at best or whatever, but I don't know about that one. I
That's
don't know. I really don't think it's as bad as people are saying it is. I think it's a headline more than anything. It's like, oh, the fix is in. It's the ref show, it's the Chiefs in the ref pocket. It's what Goodell wants, all the sayings.
Yeah.
And you know what? It is true. It's true that this is what Goodell wants. It's good for business. This is good business.
It
History is good
is.
for
That
the NFL.
is true. And then when people are saying like, oh, this is like to your what you said, this is what Goodell wants, is like, I don't think Goodell would be mad about the Bills being in the Super Bowl. Like, it is, like we said earlier, it is a batshit crazy fan base, one of the most diehard in the league, and they're going for a chance to win their first Super Bowl. Like, that's still a headline. So to be like, oh, like the Chiefs is far and away like what Goodell wants. Like, no, like it benefits the NFL more, but it's not like that when they were playing the Titans in the AFC Championship. It's like, no, nobody gives a fuck if the Titans are in the Super Bowl or not. People would very much care if the Bills were in the Super Bowl.
But I think the Bills will be there next year. Given the Super Bowl logo that has come out, I don't know if you've guys seen that.
There's another team that has
there's other
light
teams that
blue.
we could mention.
The
But
Titans.
I'm being real. Yeah,
That's
the Tennessee Titans and the Carolina Panthers are
what
going
I
to
was going
face
to
off
say. Titans, Panthers, Soupy? The streets are saying it's.
Some people are asking for
Yeah, but if people don't know,
that.
like there are color, coordinations with the Super Bowl logo, and the next Super Bowl is just two-tone blue. Obviously, I think it's hinting towards a Lions-Bills Super Bowl, but we here at Three for the Money are obviously it's going to be the Titans from first to last.
Yep.
Yeah.
or from last to first, excuse me. But
Kirk Cousins is going to come in. It's the ultimate redemption story, and nobody's going to want to see the Titans win, and we're just going to win the whole damn thing. So that's what's going to happen.
right.
No, but let's just say though that these outcomes were reversed, where we have a Bills Manders Super Bowl.
Well, that over is an auto bet.
Well, yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Who would you guys root for? And would this be a good game at all? Like, do you think this would be like a decent Super Bowl?
It would be entertaining because, like Will said, it's the over would be an auto bet, but I don't know. I don't know who I would be for because my dad is a Washington fan. I don't know how, but he is. So I don't know. I feel like I would have to root for the Manders, but I would be very okay with the Bills winning. I would, dare I say, be happy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
I
think.
mean,
Go ahead, Will.
the Bills went in the Super Bowl, like, I don't know, that's kind of an outcome everyone wants. And if the Manders would have won, it would have kind of felt like, oh man, they just had to get rid of their shitbag owner. And that was
Yeah.
it. It was weird. And I guess rooted for the Bills. I mean, my dad also grew up a Washington fan, just because, I mean, like, he grew up in North Carolina, and they were the closest team, and they were the team that was on TV. They were the team that he could watch. So, that's pretty much why all your older fans are of fans of other franchises. Not if that's not like the local one. Depending on how new they are. But and Bills win the Super Bowl in this fabricated scenario, then it's like, all right, Josh Allen he can die happy. Because like Josh Allen, he's one of those guys where it's like, dude, I hope that guy's okay. Like
He's
Chris
marrying
hates
Haley
Josh
Steinfeld.
Allen's.
He's fine.
Yeah, but it's the Super Bowl.
I get it. And like I get the narrative. Like, oh, like how can jo like Josh Allen has to be so depressed? He's fine. His life is as close to perfect as it gets.
He still has a long career ahead of him. Like, I think if Josh Allen doesn't, whether he's with the Bills or not, if he doesn't win a Super Bowl, like in his career, this is gonna be rough. Like, I mean, that's
It would,
almost
yeah.
like Stafford level without, a ring.
Yeah. It, yeah, I get that. But you're still, he's going to marry Haley Steinfeld. He's fine.
Yeah, I mean, like right now,
Right.
his life is pretty good. But it
That's why I
can
said,
be
like,
better.
aside from a Super Bowl ring, it is perfect.
And I don't know, I mean, Jaden Daniels just has so much ahead of him. Like he started the NFC Championship game as a rookie. And they put up what, like 20 something points?
23.
Yeah. That's not too bad.
And he played well. I don't think he had an interception. I don't think. I don't like he
No.
was not the reason they lost. Weren't there two special teams fumbles and Eckler fumbled? Or no, it was
Dude,
wide receiver, Eckler, and special teams. So
that Eckler fumble was,
yeah.
I had so many emotions because Will and I were like tailing this parlay of this guy we no free shout outs this guy we follow on Twitter, and he had Eckler over 3.5 receptions. And that was his fourth reception, but he fumbled it. And I was just like, I was going through so many emotions because I was like, does this count? Like, Because they're not going to do that again if if
Yeah.
this doesn't count.
Yeah.
So I mean, because there was also did he actually catch it? Is this like a fumble?
Because he
Without,
was on the ground. So yeah, people were like, did he actually catch it before he fell? So yeah.
But yeah, it parlay cashed,
Nice.
which was cool. So yeah,
Super cool.
yeah, very, very cool. Yeah, that Eckler fumble was, man, so many emotions. But
Yeah. It I mean the Banders were the team this year that was like they're
yeah,
the scrappy
they're out.
underdog. They're definitely not gonna make it. So up until that point, at least that was my mindset. But last week on the show, I'll just say real quick, Chris was like, Will, if you think the winner of the Super Bowl is going to come from the AFC, you might as well bet on the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl if you're betting on the Chiefs on the AFC Championship. And I said, okay. So I did.
Nice.
I have Chiefs money line, I guess, kind of for +200. Not bad.
Are you
Will?
gonna hedge or just kind of just ride with it?
I
I don't
don't
think
think you
so.
should.
I agree. I
I'm
don't
just
think you
gonna
should.
ride.
Are you gonna
It's
double down?
I don't think so. I think I'm going to definitely bet the over.
Super Bowl.
You have to. I'm gonna try and find a bet. The punt downed inside the five bet makes
Of
every
course, of course.
drive, every single drive watchable.
And upright, field goal hit the upright.
Course.
Don't know.
I feel like we got
I mean, with Jake Elliott,
Ooh, yeah, I think that's a good.
being a fuck right now.
That's like when he misses bad though.
Yeah, but I feel like if he's gonna miss, he's gonna barely miss, like this time.
I'll probably end up doing that just for
Yeah,
funsies.
that'll be fun. There's just so many props to bet on. Super Bowl.
There's just so many props to bet on, and we got 2 weeks to do research, or a week and a half, something like
We can have.
that. I'm gonna go ahead and say I'm not betting on the Pro Bowl. Just not gonna do it.
What about the Pro
What?
Bowl dodgeball game?
Just not gonna do it. It's fucking stupid.
I have to
I'm
see the
not gonna
rosters.
watch it.
I mean, of course not. But I'll have to. I'll take a look at the rosters.
Isn't the Royal Rumble on during the dodgeball game?
We go picture in picture. No, I
Just
mean,
saying.
I'm not. Just be sweating Royal Rumble. Pro Bowl dodgeball bets.
Well, I mean, if y'all are sweating some Rumble bets on Bovada or whatever,
Not me. Don't know.
Nah, I don't think I'm gonna be pulling the trigger on that one,
Yeah,
but
that's smart. That's smart. I mean, we mentioned the punt inside the five, the kick to hit the upright.
I hate that we can't bet on the coin toss in Tennessee.
Yeah, that's so dumb.
Or the Gatorade color, legally.
Yeah. Yeah.
It makes me very upset. It's Will's favorite bet of all time. The Gatorade color.
What was that odds? Was it +800
Was like
when
seven, wasn't
you
it?
won?
It was +600.
Six.
I put a buck on it,
Orange.
so
$6 richer, baby.
Whoa.
Yeah, but you hit
Six
it.
bucks.
It's $6, but like
It's still
it
the
was a
thrill of
rush.
hitting a +600 bet.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'm not
Yeah,
counting that out at all. That's awesome. I mean, like hitting anything above, I'd say 200 is electric, no matter what kind of
financial stake you have in it. Like
Yeah.
the fact that that miracle happened is.
Yeah. I mean, I was new to betting. And so, like, fucking, let's go. I can bet on this. So I'm gonna.
So I'm gonna.
Yeah. Fucking. I do think, even though there is one more episode of SmackDown until the Rumble, I think just for shits and gigs, I'm gonna look this up, unless we still wanted to talk about football.
We're still talking about football a bit.
Yeah, you want? I was saying, we still have the coaching carousel to talk about.
Oh,
Right.
yes. Duval.
Duval.
They are about to go 0-17.
See, the thing is,
Like
like,
for real. They are about to be dog shit.
I think he's a good coach, and but then, yeah, seeing that, I was like, they will beat the Titans next year at least once, though. And that's a fact. Because that's like, I can't imagine a worse hell than us as Titans fans having to see that Duval after they hang like 40 on us.
I also didn't know this about the Jaguars. So they are renovating their stadium. My dad told me this. And they are playing five of their games in Orlando and three of them as home games in London. So they will not
They're
be
playing
playing.
three games in London.
Yes. This may be next year. Now that I think about it, like the 2026,
2 years from now, not
yeah,
next
2020, 2026, 2027. I'm sorry, I shouldn't even brought this up then.
year.
But yeah, they will not be
That's
playing in
wild.
Jacksonville, and the Florida Georgia game will be moved to Tampa.
Their stadium was already amazing. They had pools in it. How could you
Yeah.
renovate it to make it any better?
That stadium is exactly the same stadium that the Titans have right now, just with a pool.
Wow, that's huge.
That's it. That
We don't
stadium is.
have a pool.
The Bucs stadium is the same as our suit, just with a pirate ship.
Arg.
Is it the same as us?
I mean, I haven't been there, but if you look like on TV, every time I see it, I'm like, this is a red Titan stadium with a pirate ship.
The cannon shoot.
They do, and it's fantastic. I would love to go there one time and see the pirate ship, but whenever I see them on TV, it's like, yeah, this is the Titan stadium.
I don't know if I've ever really picked up on that.
Because it's
But
boring.
yeah, true. I just know 'cause the Jags are just a carbon copy of the Titans and they want to be us so damn bad, but they'll never be us, and truthfully, I don't know why you'd want to be us. I don't know why they're trying so hard, but they really are trying.
They'll never be one time defending AFC champs like us. They just won't be.
No, but anyways, yeah, let's get more into the coaching carousel instead of talking about fucking stadiums.
Let's see. The Saints still don't have a
Ben
coach.
Johnson.
Oh yeah. Okay. We can talk about him. That's probably the big one.
Yes.
That a dick move? Eh. I don't think
Money's money.
so. I think it's an opportunity to
It's not like
go.
he, yeah, I think he took, yeah, he took an opportunity. Like, what's he supposed to do?
Yeah.
It's not college. Like, where that's, I feel like that would be a bigger deal. Like, this is the NFL is much more business than college football is. So, no, I get fans being mad, but
Yeah.
no,
I
that's not a good
also
move.
think it might be a little out of spite, not the fact that they are, division rivals. But Ben Johnson was obviously like the front runner to coach the Commanders last year. He turned that down to, stay as the offensive coordinator for the Lions. Dan Quinn came in. They get Jane Daniels. They go to the NFC Championship. He's like, all right, I'm going to the Bears and I'm going to make Justin Fields better than Jaden Daniels just out of spite.
I get.
This is the only reason it's not the only reason, but I think deep down, this is a big reason why he might have chosen the Bears.
I don't think it's gonna work. I think they're I just don't. I mean, this may not be a bit of a reach that the Bears are gonna not be very good, but I feel like I've seen this whole like, oh, we got the next offensive guru, quote unquote, whatever you want to call him. Like, I feel like I've seen this before, and it's never worked. Cliff Kingsbury, Chip Kelly. Granted, those are different situations that are more so coming from college, but still, they were the hot offensive young guy on the block, and they come in the NFL. They have a little bit of success, and you're like, oh shit, like this is who we thought we were going to get, and then it just crashes and burns. I like Ben Johnson. I think his offense is very fun. He also has the Bears just being a dumpster fire franchise stink on his job. I just don't see it. I don't see it working.
Well, the Bears are a cursed franchise. Nothing that they do is going to work. Everything they do is wrong. I said it last year, before the draft. It's like, should they trade the number one pick or should they draft Caleb Williams? And I was like, it doesn't matter. Whatever they choose to do will be wrong. This year could really prove me right.
It's like,
So,
yeah, do we get the hot young guy, Ben Johnson, or do we go with like someone stable, like not that he was ever going to get the job, but someone like a Mike McCarthy-esque, like just steady, good, not great NFL head coach. It's like you're going to win games, but you're never going to do anything truly meaningful. And they're taking a swing, and it never works out for the Bears. So I think it's going to crash and burn.
Yeah,
They made the right
and
move, but
oh, they
100%.
did. Yeah, they
Yeah.
did. Absolutely. I mean, if you were stupid enough to not give Ben Johnson a job, that's on you. Like that's idiocracy right there. But speaking, of the Cowboys, they promoted no one to their head
Schottenheimer.
coach.
Yeah, that's
And then they hired Eberflus as their defensive coordinator.
it, like
Ew.
they don't care. Like
No, they
they
really
just
don't.
don't. Like this
No.
is kind of like on par with like the Jason Garrett head coaching hire, where it's like, oh, okay, let's see what happens. Like they
That, I
just
mean
don't,
it.
like this is not a winning, like this is not a good move. And I don't even know if they really interviewed anyone else.
They had to have not
I mean,
have,
because I didn't
like
hear, like, credit to the Saints, they're interviewing everyone. Nobody wants the job, but they're interviewing everyone. Like I don't remember hearing like, oh, the Cowboys are interviewing like Ben Johnson or whoever the hell is out there. I know they called Pete Carroll, but they called Pete Carroll to get his opinion on Schottenheimer.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Speaking of Pete Carroll, new head coach of the Raiders. Did you see his press conference
Marshawn.
with Marshawn?
Yeah, that was
That's
awesome.
that's awesome. That was awesome.
Hope he hires Marshawn. It's like running backs coach or something like that.
He
Or
just
like
needs
some
to
sort
be
of
like a hype
advisor.
man. Like he just
Yeah.
needs to be like
The
just he needs to be so
mastermind.
like yeah. So like the Eagles have Big Dom,
Big Dom.
yeah, who's on the stage
The
for the NF
enforcer.
for the NFC champion like trophy. Like, why is he up there? Are they afraid Kevin Hart's gonna try and go up there again? Or like, I don't understand why he's up there to begin. And he's like center frame.
Oh yeah,
He's
he's not
like
like off
right
to the
there. He's
side.
like
He's
right there.
there.
But whatever. Marshawn needs to be like that. Like, he just needs to be on the sideline, but he doesn't need to be like Big Dom. He needs to be loud. He needs to be electric.
I agree.
He just needs to be hyping up people, the players on the sidelines. And that'd be awesome. I love Marshawn Lynch, but
He's awesome. But no,
he's the best. He's the best.
in terms of like a football move, I was kind of surprised by them hiring Carroll just because he was retired. But, and I'm surprised he would come out of retirement for this very bad team.
Yeah,
Yeah,
well,
it's not looking up for them except for Brock Bowers. I mean, that's pretty much it.
I mean, I know they got a really good draft pick, but still, this isn't like you need a quarterback. This is not a deep or really even good quarterback class. Like, what are you gonna?
What are they picking at? Do you know off the top of your head?
Think it's like three.
I was gonna say it's top four,
I mean,
definitely.
damn, if they could get like Cam Ward.
I mean, yeah, and I mean they can still trade
Yeah.
up or whatever, but I was surprised they got a 70 whatever he is old man out of retirement to coach this team.
It's like, hey, do you want to coach this team in Las Vegas, Nevada? Yeah.
Okay, yeah, never mind. Maybe I get it. I don't know if Pete's like a gambling
Yeah.
man or anything, but if that's the case, yeah, now I get
Yeah,
it. You want to come coach in the funnest city in the world?
and it's
Sure.
like if they're bad and he gets fired in a year, in 2 years, it's like no one's really the wiser, you know? Like, he made some more money for his great 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 grandchildren, and he gets to live in a really fun city. So, yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, I was just about to say, good for him.
I was before they announced that, I was like thinking, I was like, who are the Raiders gonna get? Because there's nobody out there right now. And I don't think anybody on that staff was worth promoting. And then like the next day I was like, oh, Pete Carroll's like, yeah, okay, yeah, sure. It's not
Yeah.
bad, I guess, but
Who cares?
and
It's the Raiders.
yeah.
Yeah.
It's fair.
And there is a coaching hire we haven't talked about yet. Mike Vrabel
Oh, yeah.
to the Patriots. That
I
was
thought.
announced probably, I think that was the first coaching hire that was announced, but I don't think we covered it last week.
Was going to say, I can't remember if we talked about
I
last.
don't
I
think we
remember we
did.
talked about just Vrabel in general, but just like because his name was floating around. But yeah, I mean, the least surprising coaching hire by far.
It makes sense, obviously. Patriots Hall of Fame, Ring of Honor.
The most surprising thing is like they didn't hire him last year.
There
Like
might have
that.
been a thing where their front office was grooming fucking Gerard Mayo on Belichick's staff to take over for him.
And
And
they're
then
like,
they,
let's
I
just
guess they
we
promised him that he would be the head coach.
Or
Give
just
him a
like,
year.
hey, gotta give him a shot at least. Like we've kind of been working on this for a few years.
That part kind of makes sense. But
Patriots are
also,
going to
like,
beat the living shit out of us next year.
it's not going to be good.
No, they're going to mollywop us.
I think we play them at home, too.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, that's not going to be good.
Oh, that's more incentive for Vrabel to run it up. Even though like he wasn't like ran out of town, but he wants to do it right in front of Amy Adams' face. And I don't
And
blame him. I don't
yeah, I
blame him
don't
at
blame it.
all.
I was just about to say, I was like, I hope he kind of does. Like, just
Yeah,
fucking smack us around.
if they're up by 20 in the fourth quarter, I'd be like, yeah, just keep throwing it. Who cares?
Just keep playing, play that Madden ball, you know? Like,
Yeah.
Just
Not a
keep
whole lot
fucking
different losing
chucking it.
20 or but from losing 20 to 30. Like, yeah, just fucking, we deserve it.
Oh, I'm up by 30 and I'm at the 11 second down. I'm gonna call timeout with 12 seconds left in the game. Timeout.
That would that if he yeah, call it timeouts with like 20 seconds left, that would be funny.
It's like, no, we're gonna score.
And I would
We're
just
gonna
have to,
score right here.
yeah, we'll just have to sit there and be like, you know what? Get
We
it.
des you deserve
Franchise deserves
this.
it. Yeah.
This you deserve this. I'm really not mad about it. You know, I mean there's nothing to be mad about. It makes sense. I think this is a good fit for him as well. As much as, you know, growing up dealing with the Patriots dynasty and as tired of them as I was, I hope you don't beat us in the AFC Championship, but good luck, I guess.
Oh, yeah, I'll always love Vrabel.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, when he's playing us, fuck him. Except for this next year, because I'll get it. But after
Yeah.
that, fuck you. But
Yeah.
I like him. He'll always have a place in my heart. Same with Derrick Henry. She's like, I hate that you went to Baltimore, but nah,
I
you
was a little
still.
glad he I'm glad that he had a great year. Like I love him as a player. I'm glad he had a great year, but I'm glad he didn't really even sniff the ring.
Yeah. We
I
talked
mean,
about
like he sniffed it, you know, he was in the playoffs, but
he
like
didn't make the conference championship or anything.
yeah.
We talked about not watching the Super Bowl or anything. If it was Derrick Henry, AJ Brown, part of me would be like, I don't really want to watch
Ah,
this.
God. Christ.
If that would have happened, I would need like a live feed of someone holding John Robinson's like face to a screen, like, look what you did. Look what you robbed these people.
If
Like
that was
Clockwork Orange thing, like holding the
if or the from Saw, like
yeah,
the
like, you know, like, no, you watch every second of this.
If that was the matchup, I would be the biggest Eagles fan in the world.
Well, yeah, definitely.
I fucking hate the Ravens.
Oh, yeah, it's fuck the Ravens. But
It's fuck the Ravens all day. I can't believe I'm friends with a Ravens fan, honestly.
he's a cool guy.
I know he's great, but
It's our friend Ryan.
I hate everything about
He's not like an
his
asshole
team.
about it either, so.
I know. But
But no, I get it. Yeah, it's like,
yeah.
why?
It's like, ah. Never thought I'd associate with one of you.
The likes of them.
And like, I don't think he would have really watched football if we weren't in a fantasy football league together. I
I
don't
mean, you
know.
would watch. He's like a Ravens fan, but he definitely wouldn't keep up with it nearly as
He,
much.
I asked him if, because the Caps were playing the Preds in Nashville the same day that the Ravens were playing the Bills in the playoffs. And I was like, did you go to the Caps Preds game? And he was like, no, I wanted to watch the Ravens game. So he could have seen his home, like his favorite hockey team, because
Perfect.
he's a
He's a
hockey
hockey
guy.
guy. Yeah.
He's a hockey guy, but he stayed home and watched his NFL team in the playoffs, which
What's also?
respect. Yeah. And, you know, the Caps, they're in the East. They only come to Nashville once a year.
That's true. That's the only thing
Yeah.
I was like,
That's
I was gonna
like the
say,
only
it's
time
a.
he could have seen the Caps this year, probably.
Yeah, I was gonna say, well, it is a regular season game compared to playoff game,
To the
but
playoffs.
that's a
Yeah,
good point.
but
It's like they only come to town once a year, or most of the time. Actually, no, definitely once a year. So,
no, he keeps up with the Ravens.
are the Saints gonna
Keeps
hire a
up.
head coach?
I don't know, dude. They might just go,
Just
they
gonna go
just
off
might go,
vibes.
yeah.
That's kind of what it looks like. I know they
I don't
argue.
really even know who's left, to be
Kellen Moore
honest.
is the front runner.
Who's that?
The
Sorry.
OC for the Eagles.
Oh, yes, I did see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has an interview with him like after the Super Bowl or something.
He interviewed with them
Oh, he
last
already
night,
did? Okay.
two nights. Like, they flew to him in Philly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's probably a smart move to
Yeah.
do.
Which that makes me a little, I don't want to say nervous because I'm not an Eagles fan, but if I were an Eagles fan, I would be nervous. Like, okay, we need you to lock in on this fucking Super Bowl, man, not be interviewing with the shitbag Saints.
Yeah, but I mean,
I
they
mean, I.
flew to him. They flew to him. He's staying in Philly, you know. He's
Yeah. No, of course.
he's focused on the game. Like, I get it.
But
But
I saw
I don't
a thing on Twitter today. It was Kellen Moore and Derek Carr played against each other in college. And when Kellen Moore was with Boise and Derek Carr was with Fresno, and Kellen Moore lit his ass up.
Oh, really?
Those Boise teams were a wagon, dude.
Was
Wow.
he offense or defense?
He was a quarterback.
Okay, so
I mean, he didn't light us up, but he.
they were competing, like they were like,
Yeah. Like, they were
okay.
the starting quarterbacks of Boise and
Right.
Fresno when they
Okay.
played each other. And yeah, I saw
Gotcha.
like the comparative stat lines, and it was like Kellen Moore, like 360 yards, three touchdowns. It was like Derek Carr, buck 50, touchdown pick.
That's like some Aiden O'Connell numbers.
It's very true.
Shots fired for no
Taking a shot at
reason.
our boy
Yeah,
AOC
I'm
like that?
sorry.
Come on, man.
Sorry. Ricochets. My bad. I didn't mean it, but also, it's true.
Yeah, I mean, it
That's okay.
is.
All right, Chris. What do you think about the Super Bowl? Because me and Sean are clearly going to be betting on the Chiefs. This can change from this the, today from next week, next week's show. What's going through your brain right now?
I'm going with my heart. I'm just going with the Eagles again. I know it's not wise, but if you force me to make one bet on this game, I would bet on the Chiefs. But I'm gonna have a billion bets, so it's like I'm just have some fun. Let's bet on the Eagles.
It's a very respectable take, I will say.
It's like
Very, very respectable.
I know they probably won't win, but I can't root for this Chiefs team. And
Yeah. I
I
mean,
don't,
that's.
that comes across like I'm bitter and I hate that. I just don't want to see, I don't want to see them win again.
Yeah. I mean, I was pretty much in the same, I guess, headspace during the AFC Championship game, because like, yeah, I don't want to see them win, but also like, I bet on them to win this game, and I would like to win money, but you know, for like actual reasons that I, you know, that's not money, I don't want to see this. And so
And y'all are making the smart move, like just, I guess, more or less hedging joy again. But I'm, like I said, I'm gonna have like I think last year I had 20 bets on the Super Bowl. It's like I'm gonna have a shit ton. So it's like, what's one more? Just on a bet with my heart.
yes, and I completely agree with that. Like, I feel like, well, and this may not be true for you guys, but you know, my 20 plus Super Bowl bets will be like quarter at best units, you know. But
Yeah.
like this official Chiefs pick will be like a full unit or two unit like play.
Oh, it'll be full unit, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But and
Okay.
most of them will be, most of my bets will be quarter to half unit, but I don't know. I just want to bet on the Eagles. And also, like, we will at least We will. I think we're going to be watching with an Eagles fan. He's been gracious. Our friend has been gracious enough to
Yes.
invite us. I don't know. Just wanna.
I don't want to see him sad.
I don't either.
Because I
I
think
don't
if
like
they
seeing.
lose,
Yeah.
we'll just be kicked out immediately.
That's
He said the
awkward.
last time
he told this story about the last time they were in the Super Bowl. Obviously, this is a repeat matchup with the Chiefs. He had this big Super Bowl party, and to end like that, how that game ended off. God, what was
Was it a
that? What was
PI?
that penalty?
There's
Was
a
that, yeah, the,
PI, yeah.
yeah, the pass interference to end it like that. And it was just like, it was just over. Like, he just like turned the TV off before the game, like, you know, the clock hit zero, and he was like, everybody get the fuck out of my house. And I'm really afraid of something like that happening. But
And you're just going to be rooting right in his face
I'm not going to be rooting
against
right in
his
his face.
team.
I will not be doing that.
I'll be.
I will say I am emotionally on the Eagles, but I do have money on the Chiefs. I will tell him that to his face, and he will be like, I get it. 'Cause he also gambles. He's like, I get it.
But yeah, I'm going with my heart, but also one bet is the line isn't up yet. But one bet that I do like, whatever the first quarter over is, I'm taking it. It's probably like 7.5. I think both these teams, like their scripted drives on offense, like their first drive or two, are usually very, very well executed. So I think we could see 7-7 eat like before the 5 minute mark of the first quarter. Whatever that line, it's probably gonna be roughly 7.5. I'm gonna take it.
Okay.
And also Eagles over and some
Team
Saquon
total.
props. No, I meant Eagles and then the over in the game, whatever.
Oh,
So
I thought you meant
yeah,
Eagles
because
over, like their
nah,
team
I'm not gonna
total.
mess
Okay.
with it. I'm not gonna get too heavy on the Eagles, but it will be. I'm betting the over because, like we'll say, it's Super Bowl and I will do it for every Super Bowl, even though it might not be the smartest choice. In fact, I think historically, it's a dumb choice, but I'm still gonna do it.
Yeah, I don't think. I can't remember the did it hit last year? I think it hit last year. I think we did. I think we cleaned up pretty well last year.
Yeah,
I think we did too.
it hit last year. It did. Yeah.
Oh yeah, because it went to overtime.
Oh yeah, duh. Yeah,
Yeah.
it hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last year was awesome for
Yeah. I
bets.
just remembered a bet that I think Chris had. Or you, Sean, it was over 2.5 players to throw a pass.
That was Chris. Yeah.
Yeah. And
Juwan
when
Jennings
Yeah.
to Christian McCaffrey, which also cash. I don't think it was McCaffrey any time, but it was like that bet cashed another bet too. But it
Like
had to have
receiving
been.
yards?
Yeah, that was no, it was McCaffrey receptions. That was it.
Okay.
That was awesome.
My favorite thing
I think
about
about that
that,
a lot.
my favorite thing about last year, because our Eagles friend that we just mentioned, I was pretty drunk. Like he was just feeding us shots like that whole night. And
You
our
almost took out
friend,
their TV.
yeah, I almost fell over. You didn't need to say that. That's cool though. But our friend was like, I saw him later and he was like, I would have thought that you guys were betting like $10,000 on each of these, like each of these bets that you had, the way that you guys were acting.
We got really
That was my
into
favorite part. Yeah, we got really into it. Like that punt inside the five last year, we just were like going nuts.
that punt
I
never
can't.
happens. That I think that was last year, like the only time that it's ever hit for me, I think.
Well,
Yeah, I think so.
it's a staple now.
Of course. All right. Should I wrap this up? Any more thoughts, concerns?
I don't see why not.
I think we've talked all the football we can talk. Well,
All
that's not true, but all the football we can talk that's worth listening to, I guess.
Just like that meme about dudes hanging out. Let's see if we can make a football team with all of the players starting with the letter R.
Ray Lewis.
Ray Lewis,
Racy
Ray
McMath.
Rice, Ray Rice,
Ooh,
Ray Racy
alliterate.
McMath. Anyway, we could
okay,
go. Real
Randall
quick though.
Cunningham.
Randall
Randall
Cobb.
Cobb. Randall Cobb.
Real quick though. Before the NFC Championship, the NFL posted like this graphic of the last 8 championship weekends. And in let's see, hold on. I'm trying to find it. Fuck. Where'd it go?
This is great.
So 2016, the AFC champion or the AFC and NFC championship was Casey Keenum versus Nick Foles and Brady versus Bortles. Could y'all have imagined a Casey Keenum Blake Bortles Super Bowl? Looking back
Gross.
on that, I was like, holy shit, that could have happened.
I mean, the year the Titans played the Chiefs in the AFC Championship, we could have had, if the Titans could have held the lead, we could have had a Ryan Tannehill, Jimmy Garoppolo Super Bowl. Which
Yeah.
I
But that would have been cool
like.
for me.
Oh, it would have been fantastic, but it's also at the same time you're like, what?
We would have won the Super Bowl that year. Just saying, so.
All right, that's
Yeah,
another
that's.
podcast for another day. All right. I'm gonna wrap this shit up. Okay, thank you so much for listening and watching. We really, really appreciate it. Like, comment, subscribe. Any interaction you have with us really, really helps us out, really helps our reach, really helps us grow the show. And then check out the Trend Center app, link in the bio, 15% off a premium membership. The greatest tool on the planet for sports bettors. And as football is going away, we got these sports with the longer seasons like hockey, NBA, NCAA, basketball, all using way, way more stats than football. It's gonna come real, real in handy leading up to March Madness, which I haven't watched a lick of college basketball this year yet, which is a perfectly normal thing for regular people. Yeah.
Bro,
Not degenerates.
real quick, Monday college basketball recap. We had a guy puke his guts out on the floor. We had a fan pass out and have to be carried by security out of the arena. And we had a 3-quarter length half quarter shot at the buzzer to send it to overtime in Arizona, Iowa State. Monday was cinema in college basketball. So talk about not watching. It's like, what else are you going to do on a Monday night?
Also, Vanderbilt owes $500,000 for storming the court against their win against Kentucky, which is
Yeah,
hilarious.
that was their because they accumulate basketball and football, like they
Yeah,
combine them. So
they had Alabama, Tennessee, and now Kentucky.
they
Like,
have three. Yeah,
yeah.
that's
$500,000. Really cutting
hilarious.
into their NIL money, but
Oh yeah.
yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway, check out the Trend Center app. It's going to come in real clutch for us as football comes to an end until next year. I think that's it. Follow us on everything. Yeah. Okay. All right. See you next week. There's three of us. Now let's make some money.
Ah.
Woo!
Woo! Whoop!
Uh-huh.